Yeah, well, my issues I've had was, well, not with the clear node specifically, but just with an all-star node in general, when you bring it in the car and you hook it up to your Wi-Fi network, it's not knowing what IP address it has, and then trying to figure out why it's not working. Like, I just tested this. It should work. Why is it not, you know, you can't see any logs or anything like that, so. But I don't know if you'll have the same issues with the clear node. The thing with the clear node is both have to have an internet connection in order to get commands. So the app doesn't directly talk to the clear node. It's what it does is it talks to some server he's running in the cloud. And then your node also has to be on the internet and has to be able to reach that cloud. So in order for that app to send any commands to the clear node, it's got to send it to the cloud, and the cloud comes, you know, back down to the Pi, right? And then it reports its status back. It's like, you know, it's kind of like there's a man in the middle type of thing passing along messages. And so if you're not if you're having network issues, that app's not going to do you any good. You might have to, you know, you might have to still go in on the command line and do stuff, but I don't know. I mean, it works well. It's really meant for folks that don't want to muck around with SSH and having to get their phone browser out and do things that way. And you may get frustrated as a power user that you have to reboot just to change a simple thing. That's what annoyed me. So I would enable the SSH and go into it, do the things I need to do, and then I would set the command in the app. So we'll see. We'll see how your mileage may vary. So we'll see what your challenges are. I will be curious.